Cape Talk, the UK report.
Our correspondent in London, Kay Oliver, a very good morning to you. We start with the news that President Donald Trump is asking Britain, France and Germany take back 800 ISIS fighters who were captured in Syria.
Absolutely, Africa. He is concerned about these fighters, the caliphate in Syria, ISIS, its stronghold is crumbling, and there are 800 of these fighters who are currently being held by the Kurdish forces backed by the USA there, and they have to come out of Syria. And Mr. Trump wants Britain, Germany, France and other European countries where they originated from to take them back. Now, this comes, Africa, at a time when we in this country have had headlines all this week about a British jihadi bride. She wants to come home. She's been living in Syria since she was 15 years old, so she's been there for 4 years. She and two of her friends left East London to follow a dream to Syria. The dream has crumbled, and this girl, she's 9 months pregnant now. She's called Shamima Begum, and she wants to come home. And as you can imagine, there is a diplomatic row going on here as to whether she should be allowed to return home. She wants to have her baby on the NHS in Britain, and people are saying she left to basically join ISIS, and she shouldn't be allowed to come back because she would be a major security risk should she come back to this country.
Difficult one there. Now, you are 40 days away or some days like that from Brexit, and it's in disarray because 45 of the Prime Minister's own party members voted against her in Parliament over a motion endorsing the government's negotiating strategy for withdrawal from the EU.
Absolutely, Africa. This Brexit disarray continues. We should be leaving the European Union on March the 29th, and there are continuing debates, discussions, votes in Parliament that don't quite seem to be going Prime Minister Theresa May's way. And she is now having to find other ways to go back to the chamber. At the heart of this is no-deal Brexit, or do we come out with a hard Brexit? People here really don't quite understand it or seem to get clarity on what is going to happen. Donald Trump, some good news this week, has said that whatever happens on March the 29th, the Americans will set up trade deals with this country, which a year ago he was saying were questionable. But there has been some good news, but the heart of the matter is that 45 of Theresa May's own MPs voted against her in this latest motion, which would give more clarity to the negotiations that are going on with Brussels. But Brussels are seeing this constant, arguing going on, and it's not looking good at the moment.
Thousands of school children taking to the streets to really raise the concern they have over our planet.
Well, exactly, and they skipped school on Friday here to basically, they want the government to declare a climate emergency and take active steps to tackle the problem. They want the public to be told more about the size of the ecological crisis and reform the curriculum. So it's actually educational priority, and some children who stayed away from school said that there's no point in studying if the world that we live in is crumbling, and they really want action to be taken now to sort it out. They're called Youth Strike for Climate, and the organisers basically were across 60 major British cities taking action, trying to draw attention to what really is something that will affect their future.
Why is the cost of death going up this weekend in England and Wales?
Well, Africa, in England and Wales at the moment, if you had a death certificate, it would cost you a couple of pounds, but that price is going to treble. So the argument here is from people who are saying this is really too much for many people to bear, because when somebody dies, you need perhaps as many as 20 death certificates, and that is going to raise the price here to several hundred pounds now with this new price increase. Also, the cost of getting a birth certificate or a marriage certificate is going up. Now, of course, thousands of people are affected in England and Wales every year by all these situations, and many are seeing it as just another government money spinner, and they should keep the prices as they are.
How do I get my, hands on those keys to the £2 million sterling apartment next to the Tate Modern Gallery?
Well, Africa, I think you should think about getting those apartments, because they are glass walled. It's a beautiful address to have, and they're beautiful apartments. But there is a drawback. You will have a visitor's gallery. It's a platform designed to look out with a 360-degree view of London from the Tate Modern, and one of those views will be straight into your glass-walled apartment.
Oh, no.
It went to court. It went to court. Five claimants, very upset this weekend, because they were told, no, there's not a problem here. You bought those flats. The glass-walled experience that you have is fantastic. But if you've got people peering in, draw your curtains together and forget about it.
And the Duke of Edinburgh in the news for all the wrong reasons the last few weeks following that incident where I think his vision was somewhat affected by a glaring sun as he was trying to get out of the one road into another. And then there was an accident with another car, two women and a child. Thankfully, the child was not harmed in any way, but the women were. He wrote a beautiful, touching letter to apologize after quite some pressure. And this past week, he handed in his driver's license.
Yes, he did. And can you believe he's 97 years old and was still driving? And it was a very unfortunate crash. It was one of those days, I believe, where the sun is at that low level and it is blinding to drivers. And of course, poor old Duke of Edinburgh had this accident. A lot of people were saying, should a gentleman of 97 still be driving? And now this week he is voluntarily handed in his license, and the ladies involved in the accident continued to recover. Fortunately, as you said, the baby wasn't injured. It was a minor crash, although the scene of the accident, the car had overturned. It looked very, very dramatic. Fortunately, nobody was seriously hurt, but I think clearly it's time for the Duke to hand in his driving license. But of course, he loves driving. Maybe he can continue to drive on the estates where he's not out on the public roads. But yes, quite a week for him.
Quite a week indeed. Kay, thank you very much. We chat again next weekend. Kay Oliver joining us on the line there from London for this weekend's edition of the UK Report.